today's topic is you should be allowed to hit your kids.
And if they're loud in public places, they should be hit constantly and constantly, again and again. And it's incredible. Okay, so like if our kid wants a chocolate bar, instead of just use our words and say no, let's give them a fucking uppercut. Because you hit them, you're making them a better adult.
Nah, that's hectic shit.
Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And then she lost consciousness.
Turn the beat around.
That's not funny. She lost consciousness and we don't...
Keep rocking.
We don't know if she's going to make it.
There's no...
Welcome to episode number 5 of the Muddy Mockle Fully Actual Podcast, okay? This is number 5. We are 1/8 through the season.
Jeez, it happens quickly.
Bro, I was like, just the other day, it was like fucking Monday, bro. And now it's fucking
Monday. Now
it's Monday again.
That's fucked.
What?
It's probably the same day.
Do you know what
day.
I mean?
It's the same
oh,
Monday.
Oh, yeah. I said that this morning.
Yeah. So it's the same. So that just shows how slow time goes.
Bro, that is so honest of you. Matt's just come home from work again. He's finished. He's trialing out as an Elvis impersonator.
Didn't have time to change.
But... Yeah, he's done that and he's, oh, I guess.
And Michael's just finished it. He's at cricket training.
No prostitution.
What? At cricket training? Nothing about prostitutes. Matt has sex with prostitutes.
No, I do not.
He's Matt been prostituting.
Matt has had sex with prostitutes. He doesn't like talking about it. All right, let's pretend that we didn't say it. Matt has sex with prostitutes.
Ooh.
I wonder what one of Matt's prostitutes hairs probably.
Connor, cut all the prostitutes.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I'm scared.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I know. I'm scared.
Just say it's a joke.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
Come on, man, please.
No, I know you guys would do the same thing if you felt scared.
I would just say it's a fucking joke. I promise you. Look, I will say it too. Look, I have had sex with prostitutes as well.
Shut up.
I've had sex with animals.
Michael has had sex with dead prostitutes. They weren't even living.
They weren't prostitutes.
So it's all right. This is a happy, safe space, all right? Don't worry. No, Matt hasn't actually had sex with prostitutes.
I've had sex with a chicken.
Look at me winking when I say that. Look, it's been a wild week. We all had quite a nice weekend. Yeah, pretty relaxing. Yeah, pretty hectic as shit. We filmed some hectic website videos last week. You know how piss when you get stung by a jellyfish and you piss on it and it makes it pain go away?
Does that work?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. It does, Matt. It fucking does. Read an encyclopedia.
No, we can't. It's 50-50, you'll have to watch the video.
Oh, yeah. We tested to see, since urine relieves that pain, does maybe urine relieve other pain in other areas, bro? Because if it does, the pharmaceutical company has got a big problem. And it's called Marty and Michael, baby. We might have just come up with the best painkiller known to mankind, and you don't know. That's what we filmed last week. It might not be out for a little while, but fuck you, everyone. That's coming out. You know what's out right now? Brown Golf.
Did you have a headache and get pissed on your head or something?
No, look, I'm not going to reveal. Right. There were some animal bites.
I want to show Brown something.
A body piercing?
I'm going to show you something.
All right, let's see it.
reverse your back to track.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you showed him already. I thought you were going to wait till later on.
Is that a peach? Is that a peach's shirt?
Yeah.
Don't
do that again.
Sorry. It's proven that, no, it's 50-50. You have to see there's some things that we does stop and there's other things that we does not stop.
We? Are you saying a weed?
We.
Yeah, like weed. Urine. Yeah. Urine.
Like hello in French. Hello in French.
So Brown Golf is out.
Yeah, Brown Golf will be out. Oh, it's been out for a while actually because we're 2 weeks ahead. I keep forgetting. Also... Something cool happened. We did a video on Instagram. It's like 2 weeks old now, but the 100-meter nut shot. And guess who fucking commented on it? Look,
do you know?
Jeffrey.
She doesn't know yet.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer commented on it.
No, very close. Same words.
Well,
same
family. Same family. I got this right last time, eh?
Yeah. Actually,
let me
have a guess.
Is it Johnny Knoxville?
Oh, you do know.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I was going to go along with it
and be like, holy shit, he guessed it again.
Oh, I wish you said Wendell Sailor.
Johnny Knoxville commented on our video and was like, what did he say again? Bravo.
He said, rise up.
Rise up, everyone! Rise up!
Stand against your government.
Rise up, people, and stand together. We are strong and united. And it was pretty fucking sick and hectic, bro.
He's full political now.
Other than that, fuck me. We've been boxing. Look, I'm trimming down. I've exercised 11 times, oh no, 10 times last week.
What weight are you?
10 times. How good's that? And like just not eating out and just fucking going pretty hard. So it's going well for me.
You ate out on the weekend.
All the hard shit. No, you're right. I ate at 3 meals out of 21 last week.
Can you just
week.
Be honest?
And
to
usually.
Everyone? Be honest.
But, and they were healthy meals, thank you.
Oh, well,
and
you said that. And you said that.
Usually, it would be probably half of those would be eating out.
Hey! Computer! And knee!
How's your training going, Michael? Michael has been coming to boxing now.
I've been going to. And I think I've come to the decision that. I've just got to fucking do it.
So Michael's going to do it. You realize now that you are a long way behind.
Oh, yeah. I know, like, it's bad.
And you're really much lighter than you should be right now.
Yeah, well, I'm probably about 81.
So, like, and to be honest, when I said, let's do this, like, at the end of last year, this was still, like, 25 weeks away. That's why I suggested that we do it. So you doing it now, like, I don't want, because if you get hurt, you're going to go, oh, Marty, I told you.
Do you reckon I could get real hurt?
No, I don't think that any of us are going to get really badly hurt.
Get knocked out, but that's about it.
Yeah, as long as we got the biggest gloves that you can possibly have.
No, 14 ounce, not 16 ounce.
Oh, that's good. We keep getting bamboozled with shit like that.
Yeah, they keep mixing it up a little bit. They change it from 3 2-minute rounds to 4 2-minute rounds now.
Yeah, that's pretty bullshit.
Yeah, so they must be doing lots of cardio.
Also, what's the like lowest boxing ounce gloves that you can have? Is 14 the lowest?
12 is the lowest.
Oh, so we're in the middle.
Actually,
but,
I think you can have 10 ounce
what
gloves.
What are UFC sure. gloves to compare?
4 ounces, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Oh, man. Look, I was confident, now I'm not. So.
No, but look, I honestly think we'll be all right. You know,
Michael, if you go to that place... If you think back to France when you're on that dance floor and you're shaping up to that French guy, just go to that dark, grubby place where you scrap.
And just like...
Yeah, but that's
and then handling. And then use your tennis.
Just evade and move because...
It's good my knees are right. I should be able to evade pretty easily.
You're not going to be... Like, you're not going to be fucking getting tired because you're only going to be in there for like 45 seconds at a time and then you'll have like a minute and four, and 2 minute break nearly.
I think you could cardio
you're
your way through.
If,
yes, I'm going to get really, really tired.
I think both of you are fit enough to push forward.
Look,
and control the fight.
I think that
I think you'd beat them.
Don't say that.
That's what? Am I wrong?
I think that I'm like.
I know more about it than you.
I'm kind of relying on the fact that we are naturally athletically gifted. There, I'm going to say it. Like, we are good at sport. We played sport a fucking shitload growing up, so we're just pretty good at sport. So I'm kind of relying on that as well as the fact that we can both get fucking fit as fuck in a short period of time. And look, we'll see what happens. All right,
and you're both so competitive.
We definitely
as
well. They have far more experience doing, and far more. They've been boxing for much, much longer. So I'll definitely consider us underdogs. But I don't think it's going to be as one sided as people think. And who knows? We could get fucking lucky and fucking get the fucking win. And that's what we're going to be trying to do, brother. Try and get that win on the board, brother.
I'm going to try and morph into a horse.
And it's good promo for the podcast. That's literally why I did it. Because we don't know any other Aussie podcasters. So I was like, it's a good opportunity for us to just get seen by other people who listen to podcasts.
We should try and hook up with the Bloody Brilliant Beers boys.
All right.
Yeah, they are
They
funny.
Train at Nitro.
They are funny boys. I do. I really like them.
You should pash one.
I reckon try and the big one.
Okay, if you bring one on here, I'll kiss one.
Really?
Sorry.
All right.
I do, but they are good. They are funny boys.
So that's our life at the moment, guys. Filming some fucking good shit. It's fucking life's good. Fucking health is fucking fuck yeah. Matt's just gone to the same person I went to, so he's about to undergo the same kind of treatment course that got rid of my high blood pressure. Matt's got some fucking
high blood pressure.
Yeah, you've got some gout issues, don't you? And I think these people can help you. So again, I know I keep saying, oh, I've got this secret and I'm not telling you guys how I got better. I will. I just want all the information first before I tell you guys, because I don't want to just drip feed you guys some shit. But I will explain probably, I'm going to say in 2 weeks, I'm going to explain exactly what, it might be a bit boring, so you can skip past it if it doesn't apply to you. But I'm just going to explain exactly what happened, exactly what I did, and exactly where I'm at right now. But I've got to tell you, I'm feeling fucking great. Look at me. I'm not fucking tired. I don't have crippling anxiety in the fucking mornings. I didn't even realize how shit my life was before I started getting better.
Yeah, well, I guess when you've got something playing on your mind that you're going to die all the time.
And you're constantly reminded because your heart's just like.
It's like if that was just like a sore pain in your liver, you'd be like, oh, whatever. But like it's your heart.
Yeah, you can't, that fucks up once, you're dead. Yeah. It's so annoying.
I think liver is bad too.
How do we not have two hearts?
You just buy a new one.
And liver regenerates too. Heart don't regenerate.
Anyway. You've done any of these things.
Kidneys are shit because it's like you don't care about kids that much.
You got two.
And knees, you got two knees as well.
Why not have two hearts? I'll send them an email and see if they can start doing that, bro, because that'd be hectic as shit. If they can just, like, when you're like a fertilized egg in a fucking upper moot, if they can just get a little heart cell, a second heart cell, and stab it into the little fertilized egg, and then you grow, and then there's another heart on you as backup heart, cunt. Imagine having two hearts going, you fucking run all day, you fucking dumb cunt.
Yeah, that's
don't you
good.
Fucking see that?
That's progression.
Open your fucking eyes, bro.
That's humanity progression, 100%. And also,
open your eyes, bro.
Yeah, have four eyes. Actually, people do. You've
the
got
more
them.
Shit, the better, bro. That's why that one God thing's got like eight of them, brother. That's why he was so good.
Eight
he
arms,
got so
dude.
Much shit done because he was doing eight different things at once, brother.
Lord of Sheba.
God, you guys are disgusting sometimes.
Hey, Matt, you are sitting in a dress.
Can you tell?
Which is not disgusting. It's just interesting.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. All right, let's move along. We got a fucking jam-packed episode, everybody. We got a lying segment. We got Matt's dream diary. We got another great debate. Bamboozled makes a return. We got your voicemail segments. We got how famous are we? And let me tell you, we got some fucking responses and a half, bro. And we got a prank call so fucked that you're going to want to tell your grandmother that you hate her.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you don't want her to be associated with you anymore after having listened to this prank call.
Mine's dead.
I have three left. I actually do, so back off.
You are the youngest.
You actually, in your dream diary, I noticed you actually mentioned your grandmother.
Ooh.
I had a dream.
Yeah, I know. I read it today.
So I was at a house that was your house, but it wasn't like the brownery.
It was different.
It was different. I knew it was different, but it was the where you guys film.
Cooking lasagna.
Right? Mm. I may have been cooking lasagna, but anyway, three guys knocked on the door and came in, and I knew them as some sort of social media sort of personalities.
You
guys
so
knew
racist.
Them. And they were all like, oh, hey, we're all excited, and they came in.
What color, what ethnicity were they?
I don't know, I can't
remember. No, yes, you can.
Was
tell
there
me.
A woman?
Tell
no.
me.
Well,
no,
there
no
was
women?
No women.
There was no women, they were all boys.
That's so fucked, dude. Shit,
let me tell
dude.
The story.
Oh, yes, was there a man with tits, at least?
It's going to take too long, so okay. Just let me tell
okay.
the story.
Right. Let it be known
so
you're
so we let him inside, and we're all laughing, having a good time, and one king hit me.
Was there sex?
I had a king hit dream. And
it's a premonition.
And I was laying unconscious and they were striking me and I could hear you guys defending me, but I couldn't move. I was
like
unconscious.
And shit. Well, there you go. We've got more dream shit coming.
And like crazy. I could feel like the like this feeling of like the
don't!
of them like punching my head as I was KO'd on the ground. And I was like, holy shit, that was a full on knocked unconscious dream.
But it's all white men in your dreams. Can we just point
and
that out?
And not one fucking
not
half
one,
woman.
No, wait, so not one woman and not one other person of a different skin color.
If I had.
I don't know, Matt. It's kind of pretty
so
obvious what's
no,
happening here.
I mean,
okay?
I'm not bringing
was
up skin color, you guys.
That was
are.
Female.
There's no animals, there's no females, and I'm pretty sure they were
not.
White.
This, oh man, anyway, very, very sexist man. Dream. But anyway, let's move along to the sponsors, all right? Okay, everyone. You can be better. You can lift yourself up beyond what you have and you can be a better version of you. The hair on your body is literally holding you back. If you walk, it creates something called drag, okay? And that actually slows you down. And that's not my opinion, okay? That's a fucking fact.
It's actually science.
That's actually a fucking fact. So if you are sick of being a slow, gross, hairy piece of shit, then maybe go to manscaped.com and use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off. 20% off, just like that. There you go. Boom. Fuck it. Have it for free. Go to manscaped.com. Use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. Have it for free. Not really for free. It's 20% off. Stop being so slow and fat. Go and trim your hair and walk like a normal human being. I've seen... Haven't I?
No one wants to be Cousin It from the Addams Family.
Bro, 100%, man. If I was that, I would be so fucking so upset. I would be suicidal.
I'd get a haircut.
I would be suicidal.
Some people call me Uncle Fester.
Go to manscaped.com. They got all sorts of shit. You can shave your balls in the shower, bro. Okay? There. It's so annoying shaving your balls on the bathroom floor and then you have to sweep it all up and then you have to flush like four times because your roommates will see that you shaved your pubes and there's still a few floating around in there. Just shave it in the shower, okay? Shave it all in the shower, stomp it down the drain, problem solved, okay? They got these special nut things on it so your skin don't get nipped as much no more. So manscaped.com, check their shit out and start moving quicker. Also for women. Women, women, women. It's mostly for women.
I'll put my hand up. It really protects
you. Well, go on. Put your fuck. Thank you.
Put your hand up for women.
We're not.
That saves the dream.
Look, he put his hand down as soon as you said put your hand up, man, for women.
See, I'm all...
So typical. You are so see-through and transparent.
Speaking of.
You wear a dress, but you hate women.
There is another great debate coming, so stay tuned.
Which leads me to our second sponsor. And now this sponsor. This sponsor is life-changing, okay? You need to shut up. You need to shut the fuck up.
Back, back, back.
All right? Oh, you come home from work, you're feeling tired, fatigued. Mm. You wake up and you're tired. You're low energy throughout the day.
Not me.
Or you have a bad mood or you're a bit irritable.
No.
You're not sure why. Shut the fuck up.
That's you.
Stop. Stop complaining. Stop it. Shut your fucking mouth.
Cut it out.
Shut it up with your fucking teeth. It's your claws.
Quit.
Grab your fingers and shut your fucking mouth.
I'll say no to that.
And go to AG1 and use our discount code FULLYACTUAL for a free travel pack. AG1 has 75 vital nutrients and minerals that your body absorbs. You do it daily. You drink it. It's a powder. You put it in a cup. You drink it daily. 75 nutrients and minerals that you can't get from a normal diet.
Oh, I'll just go get a vitamin and blah, blah.
Shut up!
Preach it, bro.
I just said shut up, and you're talking again. Sit down and shut your fucking lips, okay? There is no way you can get what you can get from food from AG1. Okay? Get AG1 and try it. I'm not saying it's cheap. I'm not sitting here selling you a dream
saying that
oh,
shit.
It's really cheap, okay? It's around 150 Australian
Can't
dollars
put a, price
a month.
On health. Can't put a price on health.
But that money, right? You fucking look after yourself a little bit, okay? Let's just say you're on it for 10 months, right? That's cost you $1,150, right? You don't go on it, right? You get sick, you're off work for a week, you gotta go to the doctor, there goes fucking $2,000, cut! So you may as well get on it and save yourself time and money! Jesus Christ, it's not hard! AG1, the link is in our description.
Look, I'm on it right someone, now. I'm someone that does AG1. It's actually AG. This is someone that doesn't do AG1.
We have two different examples here. We've gone and done a scientific test for you. AG1, someone who does it, someone who doesn't do it. Okay? Do you want to look like the cunt on the end? I didn't fucking think so. So smarten up, bitch! You stupid fat bitch! Sorry. That's not directed at anyone in particular. All right, we're going to have a huge fat bong break, and we'll be right back with the lying segment, Matt's dream diary, and the great debate, mate.
I'm glazed with sweat. I'm so passionate about our sponsors. I'm so passionate about them.
Oh, my God, man. Oh. Have a break, have a bong, have a bong, have a break. Here I go, baby. This is the real shit.
We lie to you and you're our friends.
They don't trust us.
Oh, look, there's the Mercedes Benz.
Not.
We lie to you again and again.
They don't trust us.
Oh, look, there's a Mercedes Benz.
Not.
Not.
We need to halve that. I'm getting over that one.
Really? I can't.
Really?
Like it.
I can't.
Okay,
like.
So.
Wait, is it because Marty's in it?
Let us know. No. Yeah, you're just Michael jealous hates you, it when so I'm in
you
it.
Do all the jingles and it's not really about
no,
you.
It's okay.
So you want to halve
it. I really like the fame.
You want to halve it by 50% because 50% of it is Marty.
I wish I should have changed Mercedes Benz. That's what I'm upset about.
I like your outfit today. It's very fucking
Catholic.
It's American Revolution.
He's religious. I find he's religious and cricket.
It's a revolution.
Anyway, look. Let's fucking lie to one of our friends. I might just take this opportunity to point out, please like, comment, and fucking slam that subscribe button, bro. Fucking grab it around the neck and fucking crush its fucking windpipe, cunt.
Yeah.
Till it's a fucking like little thin bit of like just like straw. And then just fucking headbutt the like button and like shatter its forehead, bro. And then also give us a 5-star review on Spotify. Please, like, I'm
we haven't
on my
gone
knees.
Up on Spotify for years,
and now we got video on Spotify. So come, man, please, baby, please,
Spotify's
baby,
a
come
new
on.
Spotify.
Oh man, please, if we can get that to 3K, let's give him a bargain here. I will.
Yes, I like this.
Yeah, I like when he does stuff.
If we can get it to 3K,
set yourself on fire.
No. I can do something like
never like my ideas.
I will let Matthew Brown snot jet on my face.
We probably won't be able to do that on camera, but we can blur it and do it.
So that will happen. That will be okay, I reckon, on...
I want something better.
That'll happen on Spotify. So if we can get Spotify people this to 3K, Matthew Brown will snot jet on my face.
Yeah, so 3K, 5-star reviews. We're at 2.8 at the moment. And it just keeps us going, right? All this engagement and shit, lock. It just keeps the wheels flying, keeps us ground, keeps it going, bro.
Oh,
many followers would it... Sorry, how many subscribers... how many 5-stars would it take for you to cut your fucking hair? How many 5-stars
Probably.
Reviews?
This would be ridiculous.
Yeah, it'd be something ridiculous. How short? How short?
Like my short.
Oh, fuck, man. Probably 50K.
And 50, my short?
All right, there you have it, guys. 50K, 5-star reviews. You'll cut it to my length. And also, you said last week, for $20,000, you would cut your hair. Do you remember that?
Indeed.
You said it. You said $20,000.
How short?
I'm tempted to.
How short?
Just however I want to cut it.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
You can't go back. We said this last week. Yeah. You would go back on it.
There was a certain...
Shave your head.
There was a structure to it. I could have like strings hanging down or something. There was some length still.
Look, I'm
tempted... shaved underneath like a bowl cut
shit. I'm tempted to start a GoFundMe and seeing if we can get... Oh, like I'll contribute 10 grand. Matt will contribute 6 and then we only need 4 more from you guys and then boom, bang, done.
We need to look back at that. Because I swear there was conditions. I'm not shaving
Can
it.
Can someone please let us know in the comments?
Can somebody review our own?
Yeah. Can let us know in the comments what we said and what Michael said so we can move forward with everything that we've done.
What's our lie this week?
Let's just go something. Let's go fresh. Let's have some fresh lie. You know? What about Emil?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He works.
Huh?
He works.
Oh, dude. Emil's great. He'll answer.
He won't. The amount of times I've rung him.
Can we try?
Just don't.
That's very protective of Emil.
That was so cute. I like that.
Hello?
Oi, Emil, is this still your number?
Yes. Oh, hello.
Okay, it's Marty.
Yeah, yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, how the fuck are you at work right now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, dude, I'll be quick. But basically we're planning a bit of a day out on the boat with the boys, like a golf first, and then we're going all getting on a boat after, fucking shitloads of beers and some other fun stuff as well. And it's going to be in, what's the date today? I think we were looking at sort of early April. Would you be keen?
I am keen. I just have to double check which weekend I'm away.
Okay.
I think I'm away maybe the first weekend.
Of April?
But if you've got a date, I'd be keen. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
Oh, no, I might be back then. I don't know. I'm going away some point in April.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's keep, like, so we don't have a locked-in date, but let's just say, let's just go the 13th, 14th, and, yeah, I'll chuck in a group chat. And then, yeah, everyone's going dressed as different animals. There's a theme to it. So, so yeah, just dress up as a fucking, I don't know, a rhino or something. That'd be good.
I know what I'll be.
What are you going to be? Can you tell me, please?
No, it's a surprise.
Okay, fuck. You know what else is a surprise?
This is a fucking lie, Emil. You are on the podcast. Oh my God. I can't believe you believe that. We aren't planning a trip away, Emil. We're not doing anything from now until our boxing event. We're going to be sitting at home doing nothing. And Matt told us to call you and lie to you.
I said not to ring you, you'd be at work. And you'd devastate him.
I am.
I told you you'd be devastated.
I'm sorry, Emil.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Look, that's a good idea and we can do it one day.
Yeah, we will. That will probably happen one day, just not in April.
Emil? Oh.
Sorry.
I told you he'd be so innocent.
We're sorry.
Imagine if we heard him getting fired in the background.
Get off that phone.
I don't even know if Emil knows the lying segment of the podcast. Do you know the lying segment, Emil?
No. I don't even watch your podcast.
We just call friends and lie to them, Emil.
Yeah.
And it was your turn this week.
They call and just give you the simplest, like, we're going to do this. And they're like, no,
just
we're
imagine
lying.
How fun that sounded.
Yeah.
There might have even been, there was possibly strippers coming, I heard.
Yeah.
Dude, and that's not real. That is gone.
That is definitely not happening.
You will be at home that weekend. Probably.
Oh, anyway.
Watching dog races. Sorry.
Anyway, sorry about that, Emil, and sorry to waste your time. We'll let you get back to work, all right?
All right.
All right.
Can't wait to not listen to this episode.
We'll fucking see you at UFC 300.
Oh, touche. He got us back there.
I told you not to ring him.
No, that was fine. Dude, he's not really heard about it.
Yeah, no, he's a busy man.
No, yeah, busy.
Oh,
busy.
Busy. Call the fire.
Probably thought one of us were dead. And that's why he answered.
We had our fun. Oh, guess what time? Yes.
All right, it's time for Matt's Dream Journal. And this is a segment where Matt Brown writes down the dreams that he has so that he doesn't forget them in the hopes that one day someone out there can analyze them for him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Him and tell him what the fuck is going on in that mind of his, because no one knows, and he's got a girlfriend now and he wants to figure it out and thump a few kids up it.
What?
All right, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yes.
Now, you remember how you said you dreamed of your grandma the other day? So you must be on a week of dreaming about her, because I've read through this and you are dreaming about your grandma again.
Did you know that some people say dreams are really just realities when you're asleep?
in other dimensions. It's a reality in another dimension. Yeah, and that you're exactly cross, it. You've made it over there, right? Because the DMT has been released in your brain while you're in REM sleep, right? And then you convert over to a different frequency and you actually enter another fucking reality, bro.
So it's a reality. It's not a dream. It's a real thing. So you, Bill whatever Gates happens in this actually happens.
Bro, Bill Gates wrote that, bro. Read it. Here we go. Yet another dream. Yet more confusion. I'm still having trouble making sense of these dreams, but something from deep within my mind is causing them. Last night's dream started quite pleasant. It was nighttime, and the house I was in was completely silent. I was small and fast. I would dart from hiding spot to hiding spot, from under a cupboard to under a fridge, from under the fridge to under the couch. My speed made me feel invincible. My hunger was starting to get the better of me, and I started sniffing the air. I caught a few weak scents here and there and followed them. I found a pea under the oven and helped myself. I nibbled and nibbled and the pea was gone in no time. I sat silently momentarily, straining my ears for any sound of potential threats. Nothing but more deafening silence. I sniffed the air again and followed my nose. Oh, this time I caught the scent of something substantial. It stopped me in my tracks and I sniffed harder. Could it be? It smelt like cheese. My body coursed with excitement. I sprinted on my tiny four legs all the way to the source of the smell. It led me into a bedroom where two humans were dead asleep. I made sure to move completely silently not to wake them and found my treasure. It was a large square piece of cheese just sitting under the nightstand. I couldn't believe my luck. To make things even more ridiculous, it looked as though the cheese was literally served on a silver platter. It seemed to be raised slightly and angled toward upwards towards me. My hungry mind was far too focused on eating to concern myself with the suspicious amount of luck that had just come my way. I stepped forward and sunk my front teeth deep into the soft, salty cheese. It pulled away effortlessly, and I savored it as it slid down my throat. I bit into the cheese again, with more force this time. Then, as I went to pull the cheese off of this silver platter, I heard a click, and within the blink of an eye, a large steel rod came swinging down at me. I had no time to react, and snap! I felt the steel rod sever my spine in half and felt multiple organs pop and split in my body. My body was totally destroyed in the blink of an eye. The pain was immense and immediate. I let out a series of high-pitched squeaks. Squeak! Squeak! My upper body was now angled up, and I could no longer feel my lower body. I didn't even have time to process what was happening when I saw the sleeping human wake abruptly from the sound of the steel rod plowing through my flimsy body. The human turned the nightlight on and looked at me. What the fuck? It was my sweet old grandmother. She put her glasses on and squinted at me as her eyes adjusted to the light.
Oh, dear. We've caught the poor little mouse. Looks like he's still alive. I might set him free outside.
My grandmother began to pull the blanket off of herself and get up and help me. I felt some relief. Surely my loving grandmother will help me. Just as my grandmother sat up in her bed, a strange man sat up next to her. He was a bald, incredibly muscular man. He looked like a full-blown bodybuilder, and I could see his bulging veins in his huge arms.
Don't worry about it. Let the little fucking cunt rot. I've got something better we can do now we're awake.
This huge muscular man placed his hand on my grandmother's shoulder and pulled her back into bed.
Oh, sweetie, I can never say no to you.
My grandmother leant back and started kissing this man mountain. Gently at first, but it quickly became passionate. I couldn't believe it. I was in pure agony, and the way the upper half of my body was snapped, I couldn't even look away if I wanted to. I squeaked desperately, trying to snap my old, fragile grandmother out of her lustful mood, but nothing worked. Before long, this huge, muscular man had removed my grandmother's dressing gown and had positioned himself behind her. Then I watched and listened as this enormous man went to town on my grandmother. He had no regard for her age and went at her like a jackhammer and as if she was in her 20s. The muscular man looked at me occasionally throughout and tensed his biceps at me. I squeaked and twisted but was completely pinned down by this steel rod. My grandmother and this man went at it for hours until eventually my injuries got the better of me. My tiny brain swelled with blood and the last thing I remember is having a seizure as this man screamed in ecstasy as he finished with my grandmother and she died. When I woke up drenched in sweat and anxiety, why was I a mouse in my dream? Why did I dream of my grandmother with another huge muscular man? I had no idea, but one thing was for certain, that it was a wet dream. Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on with the thoughts of your grandma. It's weird that you've had like multiple dreams about her. There must be something subconsciously. Oh. Guys, leave in the comments. And if you have any theories about what's going on here, like these dreams are getting really confusing. Just let us know if you have any kind of knowledge about how to interpret a dream, because that's two dreams in a week about your sweet, sweet grandmother who's sadly passed. And we don't want to think of her in that light.
I just miss her. So
yeah, that was fucking great.
I miss her. Oh. Maybe that's what it is, but it's weird that... Anyway, look, let's move on.
I still have three. Three grandmoms.
Yeah, wow.
That's most people only get two. I get three.
Do you like them?
Wait, I've got four. No.
He forgot one.
I've got three. I've got three.
Do you like them? He forgot one
died. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Which one do you like the most?
I can't say that.
You do have a favorite,
though. No, I like them all equally.
Come on. You have a little favorite.
Well, spend as much time with them as you can, because once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, are both yours gone?
Yeah.
All of mine are gone.
All of mine are gone, too.
That's shit.
Yeah, yeah. You can't, like, just
Actually, it was shit because dad's parents died when I was real young, so I didn't know.
You didn't even get to have the experience of a grandma.
I have a vague, like, clips of memories from them when
of
I was
them,
like
touching
young.
You and yeah. shit.
But
did your other grandma do shit for you?
But yeah, but my mum's mum, she was like the only, she was pretty much the proper one.
Was she good? Did she give you presents?
She was the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Blowjobs? Sorry. Blowjobs? Let's move on.
It's actually called head.
Let's move on. All
it's
right,
actually
guys.
Called flesh, yeah.
All right, guys, it's time for the segment that divides the nation.
Oh, fuck.
It's time for the great debate. Hit it, Brown. Hit it like you want to fuck it.
The great debate between mates. This is the great debate. Hate, bank, hate, late.
It's time for the great debate. Now, before we begin, I must remind you, okay, these are not our actual opinions. This is not real. These two boys, Matt and Michael, are just trying to win a debate, okay? Get that through your head.
But it's satire.
If you're easily offended, skip this segment, okay? Skip it, because you're not going to like it if you're easily offended. Although if you're listening to us, surely you're not easily offended. This is not real. It's two people, grown men, having a debate, okay?
We're at school again, and you're testing how good you are at debating.
That's exactly right, Michael.
So that's that.
All right.
Man, this is heavy. This is
This always gets really intense.
Yeah, okay. I got to fucking go to my
brain. I need to fix my skirt.
All right. Today's
access my brain.
Today's topic is...
Please don't be something...
You should be allowed to hit your kids.
Oh, yeah. This
is
fine.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Just don't look. Don't show him.
Pick one.
Fucking
put your hand in. Please, please, please be that. What I want it to be. Please. Please.
A con.
Oh, so Matt is against the argument and Michael is for the argument of hitting kids. So Michael is saying that, yes, you should hit your kids hard. Hit kids hard. And Matt's saying, no, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
All right, Michael, since you are of the affirmative of the argument, you get your 2 minutes first, okay?
Fuck, 2 minutes is a long time.
All right, let's go. Oh, that's right. We changed it to a minute and a half. All right, so you get a minute and a half. All right. Ready and go. Your time starts now.
Scenario. You could be in the movies. You could be on the bus. You could be in the supermarket. There you are trying to do what you should be able to do without hearing a fucking disgusting, irritating, putrid sound where it's just... Man, you're on the plane. You're stuck with that.
Are you saying you should be able to hit other people's kids?
I'm saying if you don't hit your kid out of that shit, you're a bad human being.
Just because they're noisy.
No one likes a shit kid. Okay? Good kids that are... We were good kids. I got hit. You got hit. I guarantee you got hit. You deaf Germans. Germans. Yeah. I swear Germans got shot when they were born.
I'm not the same.
Now, basically, no one likes a shit kid. Kids are all shit now because the parents make them shit. So make your shit kid less shit by hitting it.
And how hard are you saying we should?
A smack.
What, face?
A clip on the ear. I like a slap. And then make sure, man, it happened to me. I was being smart to my uncle once, riding my bike, trying to make it out like he was flirting with another woman. And he came straight up to me and he just clipped me straight across the ear. Me and I got his son hit as well.
And now look at you. Now you're a much better man for it.
Well, I've just got discipline.
Time.
I've been in the army.
Time.
Okay.
All right. Look, not too bad.
So. And I'm world number nine at Worms.
Why, well, Michael's saying golfer. That all kids
shot 90 yesterday.
So Michael's point is that all kids are shit and they should all be hit.
Most.
You did say all in there, but anyway.
All right. Was, I exaggerated, I got passionate. It's most.
All right, Matt, are you ready with your rebuttal?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, begin.
Just like to point out that in your, if you call it a speech, you didn't once suggest why they shouldn't be hit. You just said if they're loud in public places, they should be hit. That's all you've fought for. Okay. Now, the reason why we shouldn't hit our kids is because they grow up being hit constantly and constantly again and again, and they become violent. They become very violent, and then they lash out in the wrong situations. So instead of disciplining their kids, they think they can discipline anyone.
So you're saying that a child who is hit once will continue to
absolutely.
Get hit?
Absolutely. I've just Googled.
What if a child gets hit and then just never repeats that behavior, though?
I've just Googled, Marty, that 60% of all domestic violence cases were people who were hit when they were young.
Well, that's cheating. I don't have any access to the internet.
Well, you should have got some. All right. And also, the amount of kids with brain damage after being hit as a kid.
Hard. Hey,
it's incredible. So up to 70% of kids who were hit more than 50% of the time literally had more brain damage than kids that did.
So just how do you hit under the net?
So how do you suggest we counter all this youth crime?
Oh, yeah, wait.
It's not youth crime, Marty, but I like where your head's at.
So how do you?
I think we need to counter by using more of our words, okay, and not giving in to our kids. No, I want a chocolate bar.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Dude,
I want a chocolate bar.
So close to fighting you, dude.
He's cutting in. All right? Okay, so like if our kid wants a chocolate bar, instead of just giving him a fucking uppercut, let's use our words and say no and do not give in to our kids.
Time. I gave you an extra six seconds.
Fucking, okay, so we get 90 seconds now.
Yeah. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can come up with something better than supermarket tragedies.
Now you get 1 minute and he gets 1 minute.
Okay.
You white male privilege cunt.
All right, so Matt's saying that it gives him brain damage and shit. Like the, you really got to let him have it. Hi, you can give me a brain. You got to fucking really extend through the shot.
No, Marty, just repetitive hits.
All right, look, here we go. All right, Michael's, whatever you call it, rebuttal to the rebuttal. And go.
Okay, I mustn't have made myself clear. I was too passionate because I can't believe the world we live in today. Anyway, basically, when I said hit, I did not mean smash and hit hard. I meant a little slap that wakes them up to go, hey, I got to respect my elders and I've got to respect the system that's been put in place for a long time. Now, don't look away. Marty, Mr. Moderator Man, would you say if you look at today's current world with how lenient and soft 99% of these helicopter parents are on their fucking little thing, now, would you say that it's a better world now than it was 20 years ago or a worse world?
Yeah, look, I must admit the behavior of children, in my opinion, has gotten much worse since we've coddled them more. More coddling, worse behavior.
Case in point. Thank you.
And time. All right, that's a pretty good point. Look, it's
hit my time so I can rebuttal, please.
3, 2, 1, go.
Once again, you've not even talked about anything of the question. You just said the world's a worse place. That's all you've said. Anyway, our kids, even if you're hitting them hard or soft, are traumatized by the amount of violence you're bringing into their lives. Okay. And clearly this creates a world of PTSD and they never break out of it. Now you could say that because you hit them, you're making them a better adult, but no, you're making them worse. You're turning them into violent creatures, and they will grow up to rob and steal and hurt
But
people.
Don't you think that we were exposed to that kind of way growing up, and are we violent monsters? Is the world we know?
We were. We were exposed to it, but we were exposed to it at a place of love, and we've created monsters through that.
That's what I'm saying. Well, there's two,
Hitting them is not the answer.
Yeah, but love hits are fine, apparently. That's what he's just fucking saying.
No. Anyway. Listen, our parents hit us. Thank you for speaking. Point off. Take a point.
You do it all the time.
I didn't.
That's enough.
So our parents hit us from love.
Time.
Oh.
So that's okay. Look, all I'm saying is if you assess that from a distance.
Hey, whoa, he's still speaking. You can't talk.
Look.
Step outside.
Look, guys, look at this, okay?
Look at the fucking anger I have from being belted as a kid. They literally hit me as a kid.
Same.
Both of you had some great debating skills then, okay? Both of you.
We are improving.
I feel like I am biased in this. I have my own personal opinion on this. So
let's get fucking Cooper and Ryan in to sit.
No, they didn't hear it. But it's okay. You guys decide. Okay. We're going to, as fully actual, you remember this,
man. It's going to take too long. We'll find out in 2 weeks. And just pick one. All right.
It doesn't matter who wins anyway.
Pick your opinion.
No.
If you want.
No.
But yeah, how can they let us know? Look, comment who you think.
Look.
Kids should be hit or not hit.
Yeah.
Or Michael or Matt?
I just want to put it out.
Yeah. Just comment Michael if you think Michael won that debate, or Matt if you think Matt won that debate. Personally, I tend to think that we are too soft on kids these days, and that you can be more disciplinarian without abusing. That's what I fucking
getting
reckon.
Real. I absolutely agree. We should fucking boot our kids.
Anyway, look, this is what happens at the Great Debate. Look at us all getting real and vulnerable, cunt.
Yeah, we need to be.
Fuck me, cunt. Now we're sitting here being all fucking vulnerable.
I'm actually crying right now.
Wow, I had past trauma. Dude, hit me hard there.
I need some belt slaps, I need some backhands and some kicks.
Hey, I'm
legs.
Actually against it now, I've decided.
I'm gay.
Oh, well, here we go.
Bong break.
The break, have a bong, have a bong, have a break.
Here I go, baby. This is the real shit. All right, guys, we're back. We are, as you can see, we are now blindfolded, and James is going to show you guys what the two items are. So two of the items are yummy and normal, and one of the items is fucked and gross and who knows how god-awful it's going to be. And so one of us three is going to have to drink it and keep a straight face, okay? This is fucking... Have we played the jingle? We have. We haven't, have we?
Have you done the jingle?
No.
Oh, my God. Let's do the fucking jingle. Let's do the fucking jingle.
And it's also up near Darkabun.
No. No, not me. No, not again.
Oh,
please.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so confused. I can't see.
You've been bamboozled, bitch!
Yeah. Yeah, check it.
I say you've been bamboozled, bitch!
Not me.
Oh, man, that is so fucking fucked. Good shit.
Oh, shit.
Up near Darkabun.
Right, so this segment, guys, like I was just explaining, we all drinks a liquid. One of the liquids is fucked, and we all have to try and keep a straight face, and we each try and guess who it was at the end.
I'll briefly tell you what the things are, because you can know.
Okay.
It's not liquids this week. It is food.
Okay.
Two of you will be fortunate enough to eat some delicious tuna in spring water. Oh.
What?
Yeah, well, it's human food.
Fussy little boy.
And the third less lucky person will have a large spoonful of gelatinous dog food.
Oh, oh my God.
You can't eat dog food.
Yeah, you can. I looked it up. You'll be fine.
Are you serious?
Oh, my
now
God.
I'm going to show everyone what they look like because they have to see.
Okay, so James is showing you the normal food right now.
I don't know. I'm scared.
That's scary. And now he will be showing you the fucked other thing that one of us will be eating with a straight face. Please, I just hope it's not too much of a spoonful because it's going to be really hard.
Oh, dude, either way, I'm fucked here.
Michael's in big trouble.
Oh, he's already gagged.
Oh, I'm not.
So,
I suppose now we'll...
Can we remove the blindfolds now?
You can remove them now. I suppose considering you lost last week, Marty, you can be the lucky one to choose first if you want, or you can choose someone else.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm fucked either way.
Okay, I am choosing... the far right.
Okay.
I'm choosing the middle.
Okay, should we count down?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, do it.
And blindfolds off. Blindfolds off and look at each other.
He hates both of us, so it's hard to tell. Because he would be doing the same face.
Well, it could be me, though, sure.
That was very fun to watch. Oh. Spoons down, spoons down. Or, like, hide them at least.
Yes, I'm dumb.
Oh, man.
All right, just wait, let me...
Oh, I got a head spin.
Why is it so striggy?
All right, so let's all...
Oh, stringy, oh, okay.
Let's all point at each other who we think got bamboozled.
Three, two, one.
Did you get the dog food?
Oh, dude.
Dude, that was gelatin shit.
Dude, I was impressed for a second. I was like, maybe you did get it, the stuff.
Yeah, you would have done the same face with tuna.
I know,
well,
I would have been.
You?
It was so hard
show
to chew.
Show me in your mouth. Show me in your mouth. I want to touch it. Can I
have
touch in
tuna.
Your mouth?
Go away.
Oh,
have some tuna.
We just had a bit of protein. I liked that. It was yummy, yummy.
It's going to get me through.
All right, so that's fucking bamboozled. Michael got bamboozled this week. Thank you very much for organizing that, James.
Did you get a punishment?
Yeah, what was the punishment again?
I don't know. You could finish the can of dog food.
Oh, fuck that.
What about the can of tuna?
Yeah, what about if you have to have a mouthful of tuna now?
All right, look. I guess that's fair, but I will be pissed. Oh.
High in mercury tuna.
Really?
Yeah, really high in mercury. And sitting in cans for many, many years before they could make it to a shelf.
I moved to
salmon. You can have canned food in a can for years. So this fish is probably from the 90s.
If it's the one that was in there, that's my old canned tuna.
Even fresh tuna looks like shit.
It's been there for like a year, though.
Yeah, it's quite hard and firm, this tuna. Very fishy, but enjoy it.
Look at the colour.
Yeah, it's very fishy.
Mm. Oh, very fishy. It's all moist.
It's fish flesh.
It looks like beef.
It's fish flesh.
It's actually beef.
Fish flesh. It's fish flesh ripped from its bones. Yummy, yummy. Tuna. Breathe out and smell the smell of it on your breath. Oh, tuna. Tuna fish. Firm, hard, rubbery kind of meat.
Oh.
And that's bamboozled, baby.
I can't swallow it. It's so dry.
All right, guys. Let's fucking move right along, all right? You know what I thought about doing, Matt?
What?
You know how people are like, stop bleeping the swear words, the C-U-N-T word.
Stop saying them?
Yeah, it's hard, though. I think not to, and then it just pops out all the time. But what about this, right? Mm-hmm. We invent our own swear word. And I thought, what sort of sounds like C-U-N-T and F-U-C-K? Cark. Cark.
Oh, runt.
You fucking cark. You're nothing but a cark. You little cark. Because cark kind of means death as well.
Really?
Doesn't
that sounds
cark
a bit dark.
That's what cuck was like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Isn't cuck like
a... Yeah, that's no, cuck. This is cuck. C-A-R-K.
Oh, tuna.
Cuck is
fucked.
K-U-C-K.
Oh.
Or okay. See you can see a
cow. Oh, I like your idea of runt. You runt. You can't
you
like
little, you little fucking runt.
It's like the same word.
Nothing beats
sort of.
The real thing though. But anyway, let's move on. All right. It's time, everyone, where you guys call us in. It's the voicemail segment. Play the music, Brown. Play it like you do the miners, you groom.
Oh yeah. Ring it with your ring.
And this is just where you guys call our phone that we have, and the number is 04-66602-303. And if you want to leave us a funny voicemail, a story, or a confession maybe we thought of today.
If you need love advice, yeah. If actually leave a confession in the voicemails and you will have, or even a message explaining what you want to confess, and we will call you live, and there will be a guy called Father Clint that will come in, and he will host your confessions you and give you advice.
But yeah, we're going to get a priest. We contacted a guy.
We got a priest.
An actual
priest. He only did the bad stuff in his early career. He stopped. He cut it out. He doesn't do that bad shit anymore. Okay, so now with Ringing With Your Rings, we've decided, since we sort of filmed the podcast 2 weeks before it comes out, it's going to be hard to track all the feclines. So basically, you guys need to just impress me with your voicemails.
Yeah, just do something impressive. Send us fucking stories or something.
It could be sounds. It could be your own plays that you've made up. You could be characters and being like,
should we give them an example of a sound that that we would be happy to receive from you guys?
Oh, hi. No. Try it, Brown.
Just a sound. This is Brown's sound. Just a sound. It's a short, sharp sound.
Go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Meow.
That was hot. That was hot. See,
any sound like that, us three, we just done, you send that in because that's fucking funny, bro.
I honestly prefer a story.
Yeah, a good story is what I stick around for, and there have been some good ones. This is what I got from this week, okay? Now, one thing I'll tell you that annoys me is if it's probably over 3 minutes, keep it short and sweet. Yeah,
get into it.
Yeah, probably 2 minutes max would be hot. 1 minute's perfect. But yeah, impress us in a minute. And then if it's worth it, tell the story. If it's, I'm talking like uncle was, he was
rude.
Abusive.
Yeah. He clipped your ear when you tried to make it out like his wife was cheating.
He hit you as a kid. He cheats on his now you're violent towards your kids.
Man. If that's like that, don't do that. So here we are. This is what I got this week. So it's anything.
No, it's all for these
numbers. Sorry. It's all about you.
Ring in your rings. It's me. It's Kelsey, the lady who has a podcast, a live podcast. My phone got stolen. It's me, motherfuckers. I love you and your sexy wives. Sexy wives.
Do you remember Kelsey?
I was just saying, I think I know who that is.
She is one of a kind. Kelsey, we love you.
Yeah, she was at the live. She was very cool.
We got to party with her after the live show, and she is one loose ring. We love her.
It's so funny that that's like an accurate representation of like what our podcast is.
Yeah, just that sort
like
of
if someone
tonage.
Says, oh, look, what's the podcast about? Like someone would just do that, and then that's what we're about, bro.
So that got me going. It is because we love Kelsey so much.
Oh, yeah. Matt was saying that he finds her attractive enough to breed with. You didn't want me to say anything, but I just did.
So Kelsey, Matt's got a crush on you, maybe. Okay, this one.
If I am to be, then who is to see me be a bee? Once I am a bee, is it truly me who has become the bee for you to see for me? Or is it truly you to be the one for me? Amen.
Holy fuck.
That's fucking heavy shit.
Dude, that was fucking beautiful, man.
I saw Buddha for like half a second. Man, he flashed in my head.
Actually fully teared up then. Whoa, man. I'd never, ever thought of it like that.
And you can tell it's religious because it's amen at the end?
God, man. I was like, every word he said, I was like, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. Wow, thank you. Thank you for that submission. Matt, any comments?
No.
People who only hear think that that's what his comment was.
Oh, Brown, that was great. Yeah, how did you do
man.
That?
Very good. That
fucking great. That was fucking good, dude. Brown, you're on fire. Okay. All right, next one.
I sometimes stretch my foreskin.
in over an apple.
Dude, if you could fucking do that, please send us video footage of that. We won't share it anyway. I just want to see it.
We will fly you out and pay you.
Yeah, 100%.
And that will be a website video.
If you can do that, I'm putting it out there. If anyone can do that, even a small apple, fuck it. I'll even go as far as saying an apricot. If you can get your foreskin around an apricot.
It has to be a small apple.
Send in a video of you doing it and we'll give you money. I'm not even kidding. Dude, a foreskin around a fucking...
I reckon we fly him in and we make it a whole documentary.
Yeah. If you can do
an apple... Only if it's a small apple.
Yeah, if you can do an apple, we'll fly you here, we'll pay you, and your life will change.
Yeah, you're going to go to Hollywood, baby.
You will be a fucking star. Foreskin Frank. They'll be chanting your names from the streets. Foreskin Frank. Oh. And your foreskin will be longer than your legs, man. Oh, sorry.
Jesus. Michael's cookies clearly hit.
Yeah. That's so good.
That's clearly a stoned like reaction.
No, that's just very funny.
No, it's not. Okay. It's just here we go.
Next one. Sorry.
Hey, boys. It's Candy. I have the craziest sex story for you. So when I first met my husband, we were having sex pretty rough once, and I got a sharp stabbing pain in my stomach. We had to stop. The ambulance came, picked me up. We went into the hospital, and they told me that he had ruptured a cyst on my ovaries from having sex too hard.
Oh, my God.
I had to go into surgery, and I had to have this cyst removed off my ovary.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit, baby.
Shit, we got
to
figure it out.
Now he likes to tell people that he tried to fuck me to death. All right, boys, love his work. Please keep it up. Bye.
Wow, that's a cool thing. That's the kind of shit we want to hear. Very good.
Candy had pus.
Dude, imagine this, right? Imagine this. You come out of hospital, you've just had surgery, you're covered in bandages and shit, and all your loved ones come up to you and go, oh, my God, what happened?
What happened?
I got fucked.
Yeah, I got fucked. Yeah, shit.
Holy shit.
That's a hard one to tell Opa and Oma.
And what about the kids, man?
Yeah, wow. Oh, there you go. Sorry.
That is a great story.
There you go. Yeah, I knew the sexies.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here we go. Ready?
All right. One more or?
Two more, maybe.
Two more. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Name's Mark. Long time listener to the podcast. Just wanted to call in today. Got a good banger story for you. I'm a little out of hearing on account of I work with MIG machinery. So if I don't sound really good, that's why. But the other day, I was with my mates and we were going down to, I don't know if you know where Dick is, but we were going down to Mansfield Pub. I'm going down to Mansfield Pub, and sometimes my voice makes people think I'm a bit retarded, but it's actually just on my hearing impairment. And anyway, I was in there, I'm having a stroke. Can you call an ambulance? Boys, call the ambulance. My name's Mark, and I'm having a stroke.
I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, fuck, he's putting it on. And then halfway through, I was like, oh, my God.
I know. It takes you on a roller coaster, that one.
Yeah, Mark, very good, dude. That was some impressive shit.
That was good talent. Our rings
are
talented.
Did Mark survive? Yeah.
I don't know.
Our rings, look, no.
Imagine if it turns out that was legit and he was actually someone who's just having a stroke and that was the last thing. And like full made the Daily Mail and then they showed like images of Matt laughing during it, like while he left that voicemail. And then we got fucking cancelled, right? And Matt was out on his ass, out on the street, fucking his girlfriend left him, right? And he gets addicted to fucking ice and shit.
It's a possibility. Now, look, shout out to Ryan at golf. I saw you at Pine Rivers Golf Club. He was a website member yesterday. Oh, Ryan, so fucking legend.
All our website members are fucking legends. And if you want to support us in this podcast, by the way, please sign up to our website. It's 21-day free trial. We have so many fucking massive long videos on there, over 300. You'll never be able to watch them all, okay? There's 300 videos unseen that we've never posted to social media. They're crazy, and it helps fund our entire operation, that website. That website is like our fucking sun, and we are the plants that kind of grow. And you guys are the parents. Fucking bosses of that sun, bro. Like, you're God, cunt.
You hit us now and then. We hit each other. We discipline each other for you.
Every single website member is our boss. Every single website member is our boss in a way, cunt.
So there, and yeah, so thank you.
Is Pine Rivers where we played Brown Golf?
You've never played there, Brown.
Oh, man. God. Yeah.
What's it sound again?
I forget it, man. It's in and out.
Okay.
Does this person know you're calling?
Hello.
Hello, this is Michael and Marty from...
What's up, baby? What's up, baby? Get down on your knees, baby.
Is your boyfriend available this time?
No, but can I give you his...
No, you have to not unless you make a dolphin sound, okay?
Emily.
There's an example.
Okay, hold on. Give me a sec. I don't know how to do that.
Just try.
Look, Emily, I'm about to hang up. I'm not even
You've
fucking kidding.
You've got to try. Or your boyfriend.
And 5 seconds of it, too.
We're going to do this every week. Again, if you don't do this.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Not too long. And
Emily,
you lost it again. You lost it again. She's probably sitting there doing it right now.
Too
late. Emily is too late.
Too slow. You must be quick. You must take opportunities when they arise in your path. You take them and you put them in your pocket. She should have been a dolphin for 5 seconds, and her boyfriend would be so happy right now.
Her boyfriend would have been talking to stars.
She's probably sitting at home doing it right now. She probably wouldn't have heard the hang up and gone and then heard nothing but silence. Then be like, oh no, they hated that. And then she's looked at the phone and gone, fuck, they fucking gone and unstitched me up again, Matt Brown.
Her partner's walked in as she's done that, and she's like, he's like, why are you doing that? She's like, it's Marty and Michael called again. Then she has to explain that she was too late.
And doing dolphin sounds. He walks in and she's going,
is she all there now?
Yeah, and then he's going to be like, they're not there. You lied to me. And then he's going to backhand her because he was hit as a kid and now he's a violent person.
And he fucking probably, hell, he might fault, think Michael. That he's with a dolphin.
Yeah, I've seen that. Trust me.
Imagine
I don't
thinking
ever see
that you are not, your girlfriend's not even human anymore. That's crazy. She's
a
dolphin.
I thought you were going to get a bit teary, man.
She's a dolphin, man. That's sad. Emily's a dolphin. That is so sad.
Let's fucking move on.
No, we can't.
I love her.
We give her a second chance. We give dolphins a second chance.
No, look, we have to move on. Okay, we can do this next week. We must remain firm in our values and stand strong for what you believe in.
We hate dolphins.
All right, everyone. Let's fucking find out just how famous we are. Hit it, Matt. Hit it like you want to fucking bury a neighbor's cat.
Fame.
I need fame. Oh my god, okay, all right. So last week we said Matt Gester, we're gonna message Wendell Saylor. We did, he's active right now. That's why I'm like, oh my god, so let's say something.
But yeah, he's a big deal to us, Wendell Saylor.
He's like an ex really super famous football player, right? And we said to him, Big Dell, Adam McDougall, who is another ex-football player, just told us a funny story about you, wanted to know if it was true or not. And then he replied and said, yeah, dogs, love him, with a question mark. And now he's active online right now. So what should we say to him? Ha ha. He said...
You did 2 backflips at the story bridge.
Ask him if he's watched a certain movie that's... has he seen Love Actually?
That's a good film.
Ha ha. He reckons you've started growing marijuana.
That's very good. How do you think like that?
Okay, I've sent it, okay? I'm going to screenshot this.
Now, also, let's tell them about, we've stepped it up also this week with, we messaged, guess who?
Clint Eastwood.
Do you know who we messaged? You don't?
Oh, yeah, you might not know about this one.
Jeffrey?
He's from Jackass.
And it's not Johnny Knoxville?
No.
Oh, my God. Is it Dave England?
Wow. He's very... You are a psychic.
And guess what's something even cooler about Dave England?
He actually isn't from England.
No, if we're talking like influencer talk right now, he follows us.
He followed us, bro. So check this shit. This is the conversation is kind of cringe and I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh, no. You're going to fanboy, didn't you?
No.
This is considered rude if it was to anyone else, basically.
Okay, look. So we've messaged Dave England from Jackass. Okay, he's been in all the Jackass and we said, dude, you need your own show is what we said to him. And then he replied with, wonder what it'd be like. And then we said, I'm sure it would involve shit. You've inspired a lot of our videos. And then we've sent him a screen recording from one of our websites where I shoot shit over 3 meters?
4 meters.
Over 4 meters in distance. So we sent him that
slow
video.
Motion.
What video is that called? Just for
who's the better shitter?
Who's the better shitter? Yeah. Okay. And his response to that is, way to go, mate.
Is that good, you reckon?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know, man. I reckon that's like, if he thought it was funny, like he probably thinks we're just two junkies you know how someone's like, oi, Matt, Ian Walker, look at this video. Yeah,
he hasn't hearted the video, and then they
set their grandma on fire or something. Yeah, no, he did heart it.
Oh, if he heart it, that's okay, but it'd be nice if we got a laughing emoji.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
He didn't really feel that.
All right. So anyway, so that's the conversations that all those maths people replied. By the way, we've read them though, right?
Who are they? Do you want to hear a message from a rad maths dude?
Which one?
Are there really any rad maths?
Jesse's
people?
A legend.
Oh, they're all. They've all been super nice.
Oh, they're all. Yeah, we've been very.
Adam, Taylor.
Jesse, I think.
Jesse Burford.
We got a lovely voice recording from him.
All right, let's play it.
Thanks for the message, lads. Really appreciate it. I've been following you and your comedy for years. And it's amazing how stepping into the spotlight via maths has, you know, put me in somewhat of a connection with, yeah, more prominent figures such as yourselves. I'm going to tell some of my mates that you sent me a message and they're just going to be like, what the fuck? They hit you up. That's sick. So, yeah, you're putting smiles on many people's faces, lads, myself and my mates included. So, yeah, hope you guys are doing well.
Fuck yeah, we're that good.
we are fucking
awesome, everyone.
We're sick.
Yeah.
We are sick.
Yeah.
Can't believe we just played that. But, yeah, we are fucking legends and there's proof. You weren't sure about us? Well, there's some fucking proof, okay? So someone with some celebrity just said that we are prominent figures.
A celebrity said exactly that.
Raise the
roof. Oh, it was huge.
So look.
Thank you, Jesse. You're a legend.
Yeah, Jesse, that is
Jesse,
very nice.
Look,
all of the maths people have been pretty good. Even the one we said we were on acid to. Who was that again?
I can't remember that one. That was... Dean?
Oh, yeah, Dean. Yeah, we were like, oh, sorry, man, we're on acid. And then he just seen it, no reply. Anyway, all right, so who shall we step it up to this week? Whoa.
Now, I reckon, let's think big. I'm ready to go big because we are big now.
But should we go too big too fast?
Yeah, okay, this is only episode number five.
We don't want to do this both.
We're not butterflies yet. Okay, I reckon, let's go... Princess Diana.
She's dead.
Oh, yeah, she's dead. She's too. She would have been perfect otherwise.
I'm going to say.
What about. Okay.
The Queen?
The Queen.
She
would have been perfect too.
She's too old.
She's dead too, yeah. Steve Irwin. Oh, fuck. Can't do that, guys. Also dead. Yeah. That guy from Fast and Furious.
Paul Walker?
Paul Walker.
Dead.
Is he?
One of his cars, at least.
You're kidding me.
No, they blew him up.
Okay,
all right. All right, well, look.
Have you heard of Silverchair?
Dead.
That's a pretty big deal. What about Daniel Jones? Rad Australian bands. So let's go Silverchair, Powderfinger,
They're so inactive on social media.
Sorry.
It's risky.
Fuck, we got to think here. Come on, let's go
and
with...
Can we please have some suggestions from you guys? Can you guys please leave in the comments or call us on 04-666-02-303 and give us some suggestions on who you think we should DM for this segment? Because it's hard to think of celebrities.
Nicole Pratt.
Who's that again?
Who's that?
What's the one that was with Paris Hilton in that show, The Simple Life?
And that's not Nicole Pratt.
Nicole Richie.
Richie? Is that it?
Nicole Richie. I don't fucking...
It is. 7.3 million followers.
She's fucking mad.
Yeah, she's huge.
Should we try it?
Yeah. Give it a go.
Let's try it.
Flick one out there
and you guys help us, okay? All right. So we're going to send a message to Nicole Richie. What should we say to her?
I reckon say, hey, we just checked out your old show, The Simple Life, and it's so fucking funny.
Would you do another season if we funded it?
No.
No? Too much?
Too much.
Hey,
just want to give you a shout out.
I'm
going to
call her Nick. Hey, Nick.
Confidence.
Yeah. Hey, Nick. Just re-watched The Simple Life. Man, that shit was funny as hectic shit.
Oh, fuck.
That shit was funny as hectic shit.
Nah, there would be no response. If we got to keep it clean. That was so hilarious. I just thought I'd let you know.
Man, that shit was funny as. And then I'll go laughing face. And so everyone, it appears it is confirmed, we are far more famous and prominent than the math. So we continue to rise up through the celebrity ranks. And let's see where we finish up here. We could aim, we could finish quite high. So it's great to see. Let's let's move on with the final segment, hey?
Your time is there for us to waste. Picking up your phone was your first mistake. Ha, 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 ha. It's the prank call time.
Speaking.
Hello, my name Arnold Fine. I come to your store last week. I buy a few things for me build fence. I buy wood. I buy tool. I take a shuffle. You know a shuffle?
Yes.
I take a shuffle and I take home. I look a receipt and I see I put shuffle in car. And I not pay for shuffle.
Okay.
Okay, so I not pay, so I think, okay, I go back next week, I bring a shuffle back, I pay for. But I use a shuffle on Santi to put for my pig farm, the pig flick around. And the shovel, it snap in half. The shovel break, okay. So now I accidental take shuffle, but shuffle now broken.
Right.
So I do not know what you... I put shuffle, it, you sell me cheap shuffle. It break, I barely put food on it. It a shit product. I do not know. I can bring back, but I not pay for shit.
Are you pulling my leg?
What do you mean pull leg? I don't understand. Pull a leg. You understand what I say?
Are you
joking?
Are you joking?
Joke about what, sweetheart? I'm not joking around, okay? I have a shovel. I won't bring shovel back, but yeah. The shovel break in half, okay?
Okay, let me get you straight. Hold on.
Very rude snake. Rude snake, semi drunk, huh?
Please.
Hello?
Hi, how you going?
Okay, hello. Who I speak to, huh?
Micaiah.
Okay, last staff member I speak to, she tell me, okay, you listen, okay, she really make me upset. She tell me I are joking, okay? She tell me, she laugh in my face and tell me I are joking. I have serious problem, okay? So you listen to me.
What do you need help with?
Okay, so I... Okay, you listen, okay? I come in on Sunday. I be very honest, okay? I do not lie. My name Arnold Fine, okay? Pig farmer up near Darkabon, okay? I do not lie. I come in on Sunday. I buy things for help me build a fence, okay? I buy some wood. I buy a tool. I put in my car. I drive home, okay? I see receipt. I have a shovel. I have not paid for the shovel, okay? I accidentally have taken the shovel. I think it's okay. I come in next week. I come in with a pick and I give the shovel back and I pay for a shovel. But I use the shovel on Sunday, okay? I dig a hole for a pick and the shovel break in half. The shovel was a sheet, okay, and it break in half. And now I say, can I bring shovel back, but the shovel you gave me is a sheet.
So do you don't have the receipt for the shovel?
I have saying? Receipt, but shovel not on receipt because I did not pay for shovel. I put on youth and I think, oh, okay, I should pay for everything and I drive away, but I look on receipt, I did not pay for shovel.
Okay.
But that accident, okay, Arnold Fein is not a thief. I do not
so
steal.
When you were driving away, did you look at the receipt and realize you didn't pay for the trouble?
No, I come home first, okay? I unpack car, I pet pig, I feed pig, I make sure wife happy, she's sick right now, she's quite sick. And I unpack the wood, I start working, I dig a hole, a third fence hole I dig, the fucking shovel, it just snap in half, like shit.
Okay.
So I don't think I have to pay because if I had paid, I would bring it back and get a refund, no?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so we even, okay?
Once you realize you haven't paid for something, then you should come back to the store.
Okay, it's a long drive for me, okay? You need, okay, I understand.
How long it is.
Okay, but hey, don't you come at me, pussycat. You sell me shit. You sell me shit shuffle that snap on a third hole. I barely put any weight on it, okay? So we bought evil shit right now, okay? We bought in the wrong.
But if you didn't pay for it, then what's the issue?
Because I'm calling to tell you your shovels are shit, okay? You need to know, I give you feedback. You should be saying a thank you, Arnold Fein, for the feedback because other customer pay $55 for this shit shovel and it snap as soon as you put a foot on a shovel.
So you're just calling to tell me that the shovels are shit? Is that all?
I call to tell you I accidentally take a shovel. Else? And I snapped the sheet shovel in half. No, I just a customer leaving. If you look at the footage, okay, I don't want any police call. Oh, he took a shovel. He took a shovel.
That's why I'm calling.
That's why I call to make sure, okay, that you know I'm not a thief. I don't want you say that.
I don't even know who you are. I have no idea. And, I'm not going.
That staff who speak to me first. I need a home address. I need home address.
Go. I've got work to do, so.
Okay, I let you know, okay? But I'm not a thief. Okay. We have a deal. We have arrangement, huh? I'm not a thief, and you have a sheet of shovel.
Are you done now? Because I've got work to do.
Okay, listen. I am done as long as you don't call police. What? I am done as long as you don't call police, okay, pussycat?
I don't even know who you are.
Okay, I just say...
How could I call the police on a mystery person?
Okay, okay. Even though I take a shovel.
No, stop. Let me talk. There's no point in you calling about a shovel because you didn't even pay for it, okay?
Okay, I just...
So, you're just wasting my time, okay?
I love you, darling.
Oh,
wow.
A shovel is shit.
You even got her to say that you're calling me because the shovels are shit.
She's going to go back and tell the original worker that, like, no, that guy was serious.
Oh, yeah, he wanted your home address.
You're going to hear you laugh a couple of times.
Oh, really? It was too funny, dude. When you... Oh, yeah, dude, some of the shit up near Dakabin, I couldn't handle it, dude. When you said up near Dakabin.
All right, guys. That is the end of episode number 5. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, leave a 5-star review on Spotify. Spread the word. Tell everyone about us. We love you so much, and we love you because you guys love us, and we're one big community. We're happy family. Nothing will ever tear us apart, and we have laughter to bring us together for the rest of our lives, and it also helps that we are
the best.
We're 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 the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best